This show proudly sponsored by Real American Freestyle Wrestling. Hi, everyone. It's Brian Kilmeade here. Are you tired of those uncomfortable dress shirts, especially when they bunch up under a sweater? If so, then you must check out Collars & Co., makers of the Dress Collar Polo. Listen up. These shirts are four-way stretch, buttery soft polos with firm dress collars on them, so they give you the dress shirt look, but extremely comfortable polo feel. You can wear them with anything, under a sweater, with a blazer, or by themselves as an elevated polo. They work for any occasion. These polos are perfect, whether it's in the office, on a golf course, or a night out. Collars & Co. is exploding and have gone viral on social media thanks to the $1 million investment they received on Shark Tank from Mark Cuban and Peter Jones. You don't have to worry about collars that flop down and spread out. They stay firm and sharp all day. It's an amazing array of sweaters, quarter zips, pants, and outerwear. If you're looking for the performance dress shirt or polo that looks great all day, check out collarsandco.com. Use promo code Brian for 15% off of any purchase of $100 or more. That's promo code Brian.
We all love a legendary comeback, and Degree Original Cool Rush is back and better than ever. Cool Rush isn't just a scent, it's a movement, a fan favorite that delivers bold, fresh vibes and all-day sweat protection. Whether you have a man that spends hours in the gym, heads into the office early, or is just trying to stay fresh on a long day, Cool Rush has their back. Head to your local Walmart or Target and grab Degree Cool Rush, the fan favorite scent from the world's number one antiperspirant brand.
This is not only how we stop Trump, it's how we stop the next one. So Donald Trump, since I know you're watching, I have four words for you. Turn the volume up.
Well, I was hitting him a little hard too, in all fairness. I was, hard to be totally friendly toward the opponent. You know, his opponent wasn't. He had some interesting opponents. But he ran a good race. I don't know exactly what he means by turn the volume up, because turn the volume up, he has to be careful when he says that to me.
Jason Chaffetz joins us now. I mean, I hadn't heard turn the volume up, and everyone told me it means bring it on. You know, turn the volume up, bring it on. I'm ready for you. Jason Chaffetz, your thoughts. Did anyone ever tell you to turn the volume up?
Yeah, well, look, I think it's a whole different world. You can get those political muscles going. But when you're sitting in the Oval Office on the president's terms, I think there needs to be a degree of you got to be magnanimous. You got to be rise to the moment. That kind of political rhetoric ain't going to fly, not with the president. I think the president will be very professional. He'll be very nice to him. He'll give him a chance. But he's not going to put up with that garbage. And I think the two points of contention are going to be the $117 billion New York City budget, and the number two is going to be ICE and how we do law enforcement and getting the, you know, criminal illegal aliens off of our streets. Those two points are you know, the president's not going to put up with much there.
But they're not going to cooperate. He said that yesterday, that, oh, when it comes to what Eric Adams was doing, giving the president run, letting Tom Homan and his crew run, that's not going to happen. So it's just interesting. He was asked that. And he was also asked about, in these local interviews, supposed to be layups for him, he was asked about his whole free bus thing. Listen to this. Cut five.
How are you getting that money, the $700 million to make the buses free, into the MCA if she's not for raising taxes?
You know, I think that the two clearest ways to raise that money is through the raising of the state's corporate tax to match that of New Jersey. I think that a lot of this is still a case to be made, whether it's the corporate tax or that's the personal income tax on those who make more than $1 million a year or more. I think that these are the clearest ways. I've also said that if there are other ways to raise this funding, the most important fact is that we fund it, not the question of how we do it, but that we do it.
Well, isn't that convenient?
Hey, we just got to fund it. I guess borrow from rich people. Oh, that's right. I hate rich people. Remember, he wants to end billionaires. So how are you going to fund it if you're not going to fund it?
Well, you know, that's a question we answered later. Look, I think he's setting himself up for one of the biggest failures, because I think the expectation from New Yorkers is when you promise root beer and all the drinking fountains, and suddenly you got to start paying for it, and the people who pay the taxes decide, nah, Florida and Texas look a whole lot better, then he's going to have a real funding problem. That's why I think he's got to count on if he loses federal funding or has to get in a squabble over that, there's another thing coming. Something's going to have to give. And I worry about the law enforcement side of it probably as much as anything, because I think people in this country have the right to be safe and secure in their persons, and that's not where he's taken us.
I know. But what about this tape that, you know these guys, Mark Kelly, Alyssa Slotkin, Jason Crow. Listen to this, cut 8.
The threats to our Constitution aren't just coming from abroad, but from right here at home.
Our laws are clear. You can refuse illegal orders.
You can refuse illegal orders.
You get it. I'm not going to play it.
Yeah.
What were you thinking when you see it, when you heard it or watched it, and what do you think now?
I thought it bordered on treason. I think when you can't point to a single time where the president has violated the law, I think it's a wink and a nod and an encouragement for people who are susceptible to maybe slowing things down or not doing what the president orders to be done.
I'm a drone operator. I don't want to blow up that boat.
Look, I will tell you, almost on a daily basis, a president will privately sign executive orders that move troops. They move submarines. They do certain things on the world stage that your rank and file airman or, you know, somebody out in the ocean isn't going to understand or see. Your job is not to go get lawyer up and go figure out whether or not the president's doing it legally and lawfully. Your job is to do what the chain of command tells you to do.
So tell me if you think there's something to this. John Curacao, who is a former CIA guy, got himself in trouble because he came out against enhanced interrogation tactics.
Mm-hmm.
This is what he said, because Slotnick started this.
Right.
And she's CIA. Cut 14.
This is right out of the CIA playbook. This is exactly what we were trained to do in those years that we were getting ready to go into the field. You're trained to destabilize. You're trained to make people distrust each other. And here it is playing out on Capitol Hill. How ironic is it that when I blew the whistle on the CIA's illegal torture program, it was the Democrats who put me in prison. And now they want people to stand up because this president is the threat to democracy? Please, the hypocrisy just makes me shake my head.
Yeah, I buy all those comments. I think that's exactly right. You know, I see the parallel here with the spying on Jim Jordan. I see the spying that happened against
Arctic Frost.
Arctic Frost. But it goes back to the Obama administration. Look, I had 40 Secret Service officers come after me illegally because I was the chairman and I was grilling their boss. 40 Secret Service agents. Nothing happened to those people. How about when they spied on the Associated Press? How about the Peter Rosen? Again, they
James
talk
Rosen.
A big James Rosen. Sorry, they talk a big game, but those are illegal activities, and I didn't hear them say peep about that.
Nearly home.
Isn't home where we all want to be? Reba here for Realtor.com, the pros' number one most trusted app. If you're hearing me, I'm going to assume you're awake, and if you aren't. Because while you're snoozing, someone else might be finding your dream home. That's where Realtor.com comes in. With over 500,000 new real listings straight from the pros every month, that's a lot of chances to find the place you've been dreaming of. Whether you're searching for a two-story mid-century with a pool or a little extra space with a spa-inspired bathroom, Realtor.com can help you find it today. So quit hitting that snooze button. Realtor.com isn't sleeping on finding your dream home. And neither should you. Download the Realtor.com app today, because you're nearly home. Make it real with Realtor.com.
Pros number one most trusted app based on August 2024 proprietary survey. Over 500,000 new listings every month based on average new for sale and rental listings, February 2024 through January 2025.
America is built on hard work and powered by American energy. Chevron has spent $44 billion with local businesses across all 50 states since 2022, fueling infrastructure and communities, all while strengthening local economies. Last year, Chevron increased U.S. production nearly 20%, powering communities and businesses from the heartlands to the coasts. We're helping to fuel America's energy advantage, building a brighter future right here at home. Visit Chevron.com/America to discover more.
I want to bring you to this. I wasn't doing much with the Epstein investigation, but I think it's going to be the ultimate boomerang in the history of politics. Right. They really think Trump was the problem. Like, he is Jeffrey Epstein, and they were determined. Tom Massey's just despicable, Ro Khanna, and others. We got to get justice for these women. Yeah, the women are the issue. Absolutely. Yeah, who are older now, were too young then. Got it. But you weren't interested at all 4 years ago, 6 years ago, 8 years ago. So Jasmine Crockett got up, And she just said, hey, Republicans, stop being, you know, because Larry Summers is in trouble. You have Bill Gates is in trouble. You got the lawyer for Goldman Sachs is in trouble. Their names are in terrible situations. Well, obviously, Bill Clinton. Here's what Jasmine Crockett tries to push back with. Cut 20.
Folks who also took money from somebody named Jeffrey Epstein, as I had my team dig in very quickly. Mitt Romney, the NRCC, Lee Zeldin, George Bush, Win Red, McCain Palin, Rick Lazio. I just want to be clear. If this is the standard that we're going to make, just know we're going to expose it all.
Hey, more power to you. If your lead is Mitt Romney, you're probably barking up the wrong tree.
Right.
Yeah, Mitt Romney is the big problem on the Republican side.
He's always been
side.
A discipline issue.
Oh, yeah, it's a big problem. We've known about that in Utah.
So the problem is with Lee Zeldin, as you know, is Lee Zeldin got money from his Manhasset, New York doctor in Manhasset for, I think, a small amount of money, who goes by the name Dr. Jeffrey Epstein.
I mean,
because that's
his
name.
It's a pretty common name.
So he was called out by Lee Zeldin. So Jasmine Crockett goes on CNN and has to defend it. Listen to this, cut 21.
I never said that it was that Jeffrey Epstein. So my team, what they did is they Googled, and that is specifically why I said a Jeffrey Epstein. Unlike Republicans, I at least don't go out and just tell lies. Because it was not the same one, that's fine. But he admitted that he did receive donations from a Jeffrey Epstein. So at least I wasn't trying to mislead people. Now, have I dug in to find out who this doctor is? I have not. So I will trust and take what he says. I literally had maybe 20 minutes before I had to do that debate.
So she was rushed. So how dare you rush her? So I Googled it. And it was Jeffrey Epstein, just not the one we were talking about.
It was
about.
On the internet, so it had to be true enough that I could put my reputation online. Never mind that evidently a donation or two or whatever came in years after Jeffrey Epstein died.
Yeah.
You know, and so don't let facts get in the way.
What about her explanation, Jason?
It's a classic case that she teaches in school about how to make a bad situation worse. Say that I Googled it. I was right.
I was in a rush.
Jeffrey Epstein.
Okay. Number one, I got it wrong, but I was right in getting it wrong. And number two is like, not my fault I was in a rush. Okay. Was it mine? Did you? But to do what? No one said quickly get Republican names. That's your idea. And you felt like you were rushed. By the way, I hear she's brutal with her staff. Can you imagine the staffer that got her the wrong Jeffrey Epstein? Do you think she was understanding?
Well, she only had 20 minutes, evidently, to do this.
To try to get rid of the talking points for those horrible Republicans. So this is, I think, going to be the ultimate boomerang. I'm looking right now that William Burns, former CIA director, meeting with Jeffrey Epstein multiple times. Hakeem Jeffries, Jeffrey Epstein was asked to go to one of his fundraisers. Now, do you think Bill Clinton, has he responded to the subpoena to testify? Because they're going to do that.
James Comer put out a thing today saying, hey, no, you haven't responded. You do have to come in for this deposition. And the difference here from like when I was there is that he has a Republican Pam Bondi-led attorney general and you have Jeanine Pirro. When you have somebody who doesn't comply with a subpoena, it goes to the U.S. attorney for the District of Columbia. That's Jeanine Pirro. Do you think she's going to want to enforce that subpoena? I'm guessing yes.
Oh, yeah.
I'm guessing yes.
So, yeah, but what if he says, I don't feel well? I mean, he could say medical reasons. I don't know.
Well, you can do these in a hospital bed if that's where you're at.
So do you think think about this. You know that the Clintons are saying, are you serious? Are you guys really pushing this? What do you mean? Because they know they're going to be caught in the crossfire.
They voted on it. Now they're out there all on the record on it. They thought they had Trump. And again, they didn't do their homework. Trump distanced himself from Epstein a long, long time ago. I think he was on to this guy being a really bad guy. He kicked him out of Mar-a-Lago for long, long time ago.
Right. So, I mean, it's Harvey Weinstein, it's Bill Cosby, it's O.J. Simpson. You think they're good guys once they end up being double murderers, child molesters, whatever it is. So you go, wow, okay. But now all of a sudden, all these papers are going to come out and they're going to say, what are you doing? Like this Rummler with this famous attorney, well-known attorney for Goldman Sachs. How does she keep her job? She said going back and forth with Epstein after he was to prison and got out again. And they're talking about calling Bill Clinton and going on a trip. And when they said, should we call him? He goes, well, as a lawyer, I probably wouldn't recommend he comes with us. So she knew exactly the jeopardy. How do you keep your job?
Look, here's the thing. Bill Clinton, as a former president, has lifetime Secret Service. They have records. They know everywhere he's been, every place he's been. Probably even have records as to who he met with. And so they got to be really careful in the cross-referencing that if the Department of Justice really wanted to, they could compare those records to whatever testimony he has. And he's got to know that. They're the Secret Service, but they're still law enforcement. And those rules go away if you've been breaking the law, which is the allegation.
Do you know Thomas Massie?
I do, very well.
And your thoughts?
He doesn't necessarily always think these things through the way I would. He's a nice guy.
Isn't he like a scientist?
He is a very accomplished.
Yeah.
You know.
So you know, I have to get to the bottom of this. Because why? Because he's upset at Trump. But evidently he's going to keep his seat. It was explained to me because he got a bridge built in Maryland and got it built without having tolls on it. So everyone in the area loves him for it. So that's why he keeps getting reelected.
Well, he's in Kentucky, and it's a very, I mean, the Kentucky's the same place that, you know, they elect Rand Paul too. So that libertarian streak that he has bodes does well for him there.
Yeah. What are you going to be on today?
So I'm going to be on the big weekend show over the weekend,
Voltage.
But I'm on Will Cain later this afternoon. And then I'm guest hosting, filling in with, for the Bottom Line with Dagan McDowell.
So you know who's hosting Will Cain today?
Yes. I'm really worried about it, actually.
Do you know who it is?
Yeah. I think this guy named Brian Kilmeade.
Yes, at 4 o'clock. So I'll be hosting with you. Don't have an attitude, chip on your shoulder. Bring your A game, or I'll throw you out early. I'll just go to break.
They told me do push-ups.
Be ready.
Have a lot of caffeine. Be ready to go.
We're not sitting at a desk. We are walking the entire time.
I better change.
Put on sneakers. Jason Chaffetz, thanks so much.
Thank you. See you in a bit.
See you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.